Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Unveiled is a Go Loud original podcast, and this is our wedding special series.
Woo!
No, you're not here. Okay. As you listen to this, this is all very real. Niamh is away getting married. We want all our lovely listeners to feel like they're there with us as well. So we have a four-part mini-series unveiling all of the finer wedding details. So you can check out our Instagram page, Unveiled Pod, to keep up to date, or you can email us at unveiled@goloudnow.com. So in the last episode, we got all the goss on the magnificent dress. But how can we talk about the dress and not mention the hair and makeup too? Unless you decided to do a Pamela Anderson and go makeup free.
Oh God, no.
Hard no. Fair play to her, but no.
No.
So if you haven't caught up on that, you need to go back and listen to that episode already because it gives all the tea on that. So my sweetie.
Yes.
You're extra blonde today.
Oh, I'm here today.
Yeah. Well, we let the cat out of the bag. It's a pre-record.
Yeah.
Talk
me through.
What's the story?
I'm very blonde now. I was saving because I've been on a bit of a hair journey
Rapunzel.
With the wedding. Yeah, Rapunzel. Now
Rapunzel's
I have gotten
in the room
a few. Rapunzel is in the room with us. So I got my colour done off my friend Philly. I think he can't take any blonde on, but you could give it a go. He's honestly a blonde connoisseur.
Really?
And ever since I moved to him, sure, you know what my hair growth and how much it's changed.
Yeah.
My hair is finally growing again and it has a bit of thickness to it.
No, it's really thick.
Now, it looks thicker here because I actually did get a few tape extensions.
Few stenos.
Just for a bit of thickness because when I was doing my trials, it was just looking a bit limp and lifeless. Like, it was nice limp. And it's down.
Remember that
when
Cheryl Cole? Limp, limp. Full, lifeless.
Exactly.
No ammonia.
that perfect description of how my hair kind of looked like. It was nice, but just it needed a bit of fullness. So he's like, let's throw a few tapes in. So
when you say tape, show me now. Can I see a tape?
Yeah, of course. So for those who are wondering what Nessa's looking at, it's basically like a little...
wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, it's Philly. They're very good.
It's gifted because some people's are a national disgrace.
I know. Oh, I know.
Oh, like...
like very bad. They'd put you off getting them. If you ever thought that
it's
you
like
want
now,
them.
If I can see it, you surely saw it this morning when you were going out. Anyway.
Sometimes you can be in denial, though.
Yeah.
Like, remember mine were hanging out of my head
no,
2 years ago?
I don't remember that.
Well, Francis, our friend Francis called out. He was like, state that hanging out there. I was like, oh yeah, I need them retaped.
No better boy.
I know. But yeah, I've been on a bit of a hair journey for a while. Not only for the wedding, but just ever since I went to Philly, I was like, Philly, I just want my hair to be healthy again. So it's really... really down to the stuff that you take in terms of supplements,
yeah.
I think, and then also less peroxide, less bleach, less heat. So it's a couple of things. The two things that I would recommend for a supplement, I found, now it's a bit heavy on the stomach, so make sure you eat it. It's the Nutri Grow It. And this isn't an ad. I'm not paid.
Does it actually work?
Yeah, I found like it really helped.
Really?
Yeah, it really gave me the boost that I needed. And then Zuki Biotin. So Zuki is like this supplement. And why Zuki is so good, I was actually talking about it on my story today.
And
I don't get paid by Zuki. I was just gifted them by Mars and I tried them out and I just think they're amazing. But the reason why this supplement is so good is because it's actually wrapped in lipids. So when it goes into your bloodstream, it's the absorption is quicker than any other tablet. So when a tablet usually goes in, generally when it goes into your gut will destroy it or reject a lot of supplements aren't actually absorbed correctly. So you could be taking supplements all the time and half of them probably aren't being absorbed.
Oh.
Where the ones with Zuki, they're wrapped in lipids so they have a better absorption.
So I'm so triggered by the word lipids. It's all just after flushing back to me.
What?
Because when I did my leave insert in 2009, everyone said protein was coming. I think it was protein.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Right,
and
So
that epoxy lipids came up.
Oh my God, the fats.
Fuck.
I know, fuck.
I buried that deep. When you said lipids, I was like...
the fear. Yeah, well, anyway.
Deep breath.
Deep breath, deep
breath.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just always was like, you know, people are like, if there's something that you could take to make your hair grow, it would be in everything. So I was just a bit skeptical of that. But you've actually found it good.
Well, I found it good with
combo,
a number of
yeah.
things. So I found actually the rosemary scalp oil very good. And I did a couple of things. I also tried this oxygen treatment, Keyman oxygen treatment. They do it in Total Hair Care in Rathfarnham. I did 3 sessions of that. Basically what they do is that they spray this like kind of, I don't know what it's like, feels like cold air. I don't have the scientifics of it. And it opens up your pores and then they go in and spray in a treatment. So it really penetrates into the scalp right down to the root.
How have we not spoken about this?
I know, it's really, really good. It's called Keyman Oxygen Treatment.
Does it make your hair grow?
Makes my hair grow. And I have felt, I really have seen a difference. So I've done a couple of things.
Yeah.
But I definitely found Innutri Grow It really good. Zuki Biotin, and then I've been taking like Beauty Complex Revive Active. Probiotic is really good, obviously.
You've been whacking everything.
Just being really good with like good supplements, but not overdoing it either.
Yeah.
And then not washing my hair as much, like trying to wash my hair only once a week.
I swear by that.
And yeah, you get a blow dry once a week, my love.
Yeah, I know, but I do. Yeah.
I know you do, and that's why your hair is so silky and shiny.
Healthy,
so it is.
Not right now because I'm due tomorrow. But
oh no, it looks great.
But
still.
Like that, because I do think as well. You said about hard water, didn't you?
Oh
yeah,
that was my next thing.
That
it's
kills your hair,
especially if you're blonde on the north side.
Yeah, it's so bad on the north.
My hair snapped completely when I was living up in Santry. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm.
Even like when I was getting my colour done in another place, they were like, "This is like defeating science." Like, like it was mental. They were like, "Your hair. We don't know what's going on with your hair." It was like the pH in my hair was banana town, but it was because of the buildup of such hard water.
Yeah,
actually, when I look back at photos, my hair looks like kind of yellowy orange.
Yeah.
It's mental. So I also, Hello Clean. I've seen people say that it's not good. I've been finding it okay.
What is that?
It's like a filter shower head.
I bought one from, do you remember your one, Claire Balding or Baldwin?
Yeah,
So she, I think she owns Trua. Hair.
Yeah,
it's actually in Drumcondra. And I think I don't want to overspeak here, but I think she went through some sort of hair loss.
She did. Was it alopecia possibly? I don't want to say
I don't think it was alopecia. I don't know what it was, but she went through some sort of hair journey anyway and created Trua off the back of it. So I bought a shower filter off her a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I noticed such a difference.
Did you?
Yeah. This was when, I'll be honest, I still wasn't washing my own hair then, but I noticed the lime scale splashback was way better because all the, that's what it is, isn't it? Lime scale. It was all over like the shower trying to clean the...
I know.
Filth.
And you can always tell by like your shower head and all like the build up of it.
Yeah, or even as well like off like say your towel rads and everything. You know, like it would just be rallied.
I know, so and bad.
Hers was good.
So that too. And obviously less heat. So yeah, they're the things that I'd recommend. But and also I was like not getting my hair coloured as much. So when I was going in, I used to always be like full head of mesh back to back. And then Philly was like, no, that's why your hair isn't grown along with all the other things. So he like toned it down. So what I used to get was just a face frame. So it used to be just a few highlights in the front and then scattered, really randomly scattered.
You don't
need
the full whack. Like you only need it near the face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then he went full throttle for my wedding.
Yeah.
But I knew we were building up to that.
Yeah, but
I
wanted that's when you wanted it. Yeah, it's so nice. So come here, the hair trial, right?
Yes.
Talk to me about this because you actually went a different direction then, did you?
So, yeah, initially I was kind of going like Pamela Anderson vibes, actually.
Yeah.
We mentioned her again. Like the kind of messy up style bun with a tiny bit down. And then I was like, oh no. And then I was going to do like a French roll. So I loved the French roll. I'm still not sure if I'm going to go with that or not because when I went out to get my jewellery in One Dame Lane, your one was amazing. And it was actually the perfect experience that I needed because I obviously bought my dress and like no one giving me any sort of advice. No, in a wedding shop, they'd be like, like this. So I actually got real emotional at the end because she was just so invested and so lovely. And I kind of felt like I got a bit of a bridal experience. But she was like doing all my jewellery and she was looking at my dress on the phone. And she was coming back to me and she was like, no, hair scraped back off the face.
Yes.
French row, we'll see how it looks. If not, ballerina bun, low.
Yeah, stunning.
Like, and I was like, oh my God. But she was like taking my hair out of the bottle, like nearly doing it for me, throwing on the earrings that we picked. And she was like, that's it. And I was like, that is it.
Oh, Niamh, that's amazing. Because like
your
dress is, it's such a moment in itself, isn't it? That
it
you
is.
Probably just need a simple.
Just simple, yeah. Let the dress do the talk.
Yeah,
and such.
Yeah.
So when I got Philly to do it, I was just like, well, it's kind of basic. Like we'll see how the French roll goes. But if it's not tight enough on the face, I was just going with like just a little bun in the back.
That's so good that it's like the bun can be salvaged from anything. So if you do something and you decide to change around, he can just reef it back.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not going to take ages.
No.
Low maintenance.
low maintenance.
I loved when you did your sick back. Remember you did it for James Cav's house?
Oh, yeah, you
I was
love
barrel for you.
There's a few of you, my close friends, and Jamie as well, love my hair slick back.
I think it is sexy.
But the only time when it's good, when I just get my colour freshly done.
Telling me, I was like, will you just take the compliment? You're like, it's just because of my hair done. I was like, no, it's
but it is, because you feel bright around the face and yeah, you look a bit more snatched. And that's what I wanted kind of on the wedding day, to look a bit snatched.
Yeah, you
got me both natural done. Snatchural.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh
Lane
my God.
Lane Cruz telling me that that's the type of makeup I like. She's like, you love snatchural. And I was like, snatch me up, girl.
Oh my God. I must love snatchural. Yeah. Because I love when you get your makeup
I know.
Done.
Fertile. Maybe we're more than friends.
I mean, I didn't want to say. But even like with the night before, I'm going to wear it down. And like the
Philly
wedding
do
your day.
Hair night before, you?
No, I'll probably do that. But he'll do my hair. I've asked him, could he do it day two?
Yeah.
And I'll probably do like more of a like bouncy blow dryer look the night before, up the wedding day, and then day 2/day 3 have a kind of like wavy and fun.
Fab.
So that's my hair.
Exciting.
But did you actually see? Because when I was getting my hair done, Philly was just like, "Are you gonna bring? Do you want me to bring the scissors with me?" And I was like, "A scissors for what?" He was just like, "Are you gonna do the chop, the big chop between the ceremony and reception?"
What?
Like, this is like a trend thing, yeah. He was asking, would I do it? And I was like, no, you're grand. Like, I haven't been growing my hair this long to get it all chopped.
Chop what?
Within an hour. I've actually know two people that got it done that would have had their hair like kind of, no, I wouldn't say that the hair was super long, but they definitely got it cut up super short. It was like a blunt.
On the day?
On the day. Or no, maybe it wasn't on the day. It was for day two. But some have got it done between the ceremony and reception.
I am floored.
Floored.
I'm flabbergasted by
yeah.
that.
I know.
Why?
I know two girls that actually did it for their day two, and they had a complete. That would actually look really cool, but I wouldn't be. I don't want to chop my hair. If I had any maybe interest of chopping my hair, I might be like, oh, for the drama of it. But no, I'd be terrified if it wasn't nice.
Yeah. You know that when you change your hairstyle, you need to sit with it.
Oh, totally.
Like, are you messing life? The biggest day of your life?
Yeah.
Give me a bob there.
Yeah.
No, I'd lose my husband.
Would they you ever cut your hair? Because. You have Morticia Adams' hair. It's like lovely, long, and luscious.
No.
No.
Dave
You're like, no.
And he like burst out laughing. And I was like, where are you laughing? He's like, oh, like, just sometimes I'll just think you like having like really short hair and it just fucking kills me. I was like, oh, are you? And like, he was in fits. And
I'm Stop. Sorry. I'm actually.
Don't envision it.
I feel like I envision you looking like your one out Pulp Fiction. What's her name with the black short hair?
Uma,
yeah.
Something.
That's what I feel like you'd look like.
Yeah,
with
I don't
the short
think
hair.
Be a look.
But and then funny enough, Jamie.
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
So he's gas. So he's getting his hair cut like a week before the wedding, which is funny for him because he loves to get it super tight.
Yeah,
a week before.
He gets scalped sometimes.
He gets
doesn't
scalped,
he?
But then it grows back within the week and it's at his perfect thing.
Yeah.
But he's learned that through like just trial and error. He's like, I always want my hair. And then he figured out, he's like, I always love my hair a week after. And he was like, I've taken a picture of it and I've sent it to my barber and he can never just get it at that point. But it's just the point that it's just hair grows,
yeah.
But it's at that perfect point of like not too short anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what he's doing. And then, I actually had a call with my makeup artist as well. I'm sure everyone might know her, Painted by Kira. She's an absolute scream on TikTok. It's such a ride. But it's really nice. I know
she got clammed at that.
Oh my. I only saw her before that. And she was like, hey, I'm running late.
But like, she looked like she parked in front of the Shelburne.
No,
like,
I didn't realise she did. I mustn't.
It looked like, I was like, surely not.
Yeah. She was just like, it says taxi. And I was like, did you read the signs? So she was in a taxi loading bay, I think. She's fucking gas. But she was actually texting me the other day. She sent me a real sweet message. She was like, I'm going to be your fairy godmother on the morning. She was Aww. Like, cause she's obviously, she, her like bread and butter for years before she got big on TikTok was just brides. And she just knows what works and what doesn't work on a wedding morning. And like, I just wouldn't have even taking that into consideration. And she was just like, I feel like you should have as little as people as possible for the majority of your morning. Like, let it just be you.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, first of all, I know what you're like, Niamh. You're such an empath and you'd be feeding off people.
Like, everyone, yeah.
I know. She was just like, tell nobody to ask you questions. I often say to people, the bride doesn't know, ask someone else.
Yeah.
And she's real, she's kind, but she's strong. So yeah. I'm delighted I have her. And yeah. also she's an incredible makeup artist. And it's real sweet. Her brother's one of the groomsmen as well. Mm. So it's lovely. But we actually did a trial and she did it real light and natural, which was nice. But I was like, no,
babe.
I want to go a little bit glam.
Yeah, you want to be sexy glam.
I want to go a bit glam.
No precious brides over
no.
here.
No. I want to be snatchal.
Yes, snatchal all the way.
Snatchal. So I actually only did one trial with her. And then I was meant to do another one. But then, you know, the week before I went, it's all just a bit mental. Yeah. But I trust her and but I have no worries.
She's good at what she does. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, she'll guide you as much as you'll guide her.
Exactly. But I'm definitely going for more of it. You'll see it in the photo speaking in
English.
No, I'm gonna go for like a nice brown wing. I'm gonna do like a little brown wing.
Are you gonna do like eyeliner?
Yeah, like but brown eyeliner across, like just light but like still effective. Because when I take off my sleeves and I have a new pair of earrings to throw in, I'm gonna make her darken the crease then for the party.
Oh girl.
Yeah. But then snatchy
they
face.
Your bob.
Yeah, I can get the chop in between. Can you imagine? But
I'll have to keep an eye on you, Niamh, because like that's something you do for the laugh.
I know.
I get carried away.
I'm like, go on, cut.
Yeah, will I do it?
For the crack. No. Someone would be like, James Cavanaugh would be like, go on, do it. And I'd be like, tap, 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 tap. No, I will not be cutting my hair. And I'm going quite glam for my makeup. And
good.
Well, snatchal.
Natural baby.
And then the nails. It's so funny. My friends keep asking me.
Looking at your nails now. Oh my God, sorry. I was like, we need to address it. Are you're holding down to the wire, I presume.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Or are they your bridal nails?
So to describe my nails right now, they're chipped nail polish.
Slammed
and every
in
nail
car
is
door.
Like uneven. It's disgusting actually, really.
I mean, I'm one to talk about nails after my confession last week.
Oh my God, the toenail.
I was like, the things you admit to people on
I know. How's the toenail now?
I don't want to talk about it.
Honestly, after you said that, I was like, make sure nobody stands on my feet. Imagine having horrible toenails for the wedding.
Yeah, I can imagine. Thank you. It's my reality.
Well, as a bride.
Yeah.
But no, it's so funny. I didn't realise that people have noticed that I go a bit mental with my nails. Do you know I don't usually get like the typical...
Yeah, yours are always like nail mad auntie.
Yeah.
Mad auntie artwork.
I think I'm like the perfect
guinea pig.
Brand ambassador for like Tropical Popical.
Yeah.
Like although I need to go back to Trop Pop, but just my nail girl from Trop Pop went out on her own. And you know, the way you just have a lovely relationship with me, I can't bear to leave her.
Yeah.
But everyone's been asking me, is like, what are you going to do with your nails?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And I don't know. I'm getting them done.
They just leave them, like they're lovely.
Leave them uneven and...
Haggard.
Haggard. I'm definitely going to get a little extension on them, like nice acrylic. Oval shape, like acrylic. Yeah. Have them a little bit long, but not too long, like kind of medium, short to medium length. Mm. Some of my friends are gassed, they're like, just get French or just get plain. I'm like, no, I want at least one nail something.
Oh my God, would you get a J on one of them?
Oh my God, that's a wonderful idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Jay, for on like a joke, the wedding's off.
Exactly, Bet.
We're going Vegas.
Because obviously, like,
that'd be
the
cute.
Typical bridal is like neutral and French and ombre and la-da-da or glazed donut.
Mm. I was actually about to be like, what about a glazed donut?
So I was thinking like a light French with a glazed donut, right? And then having like two of the nails, like my thumb and like, one other finger, just a bit like, dunno.
Oh no, don't do that. No. Pick a personality. You can't go like every bridal vibe on three of the nails and then like a mad one.
But what am I going to do? Because I don't know. I looked at Pinterest and I'm going to have to do something kind of simple.
Does that make you sad?
No, it's just not me.
But then don't do it.
I know, yeah. The J could be nice with a little, like, little diamond.
Yeah, a little heart.
A little heart.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, and then at least that's something then.
Yeah.
Or then I might just go plain nude. But it's a tough one when you're mad into it. Like, my favourite time of the month, well, right now, obviously, I haven't had it done. My favourite time of the month is actually get my nails done and I get something new on them, do you know? And I get real
fun. Yeah, they always are, like, very... telling of the era you're in.
Yeah.
Like you'll be like, oh, she's going to festivals.
Yeah, I know. Like, but since I don't know how long, I get nail art on my nails to last, I think, 4 or 5 years. Or they're always like one different colour to the other.
Mm.
And I usually let my nail girl like take the lead. I'm like, you go.
But then why don't you ask her for a bit of inspo?
Yeah, I will. Would you have plain nails?
See, I take personal offence to the word plain. I prefer classic. Okay. So I'm just a classic broad, Niamh. I always just do...
Nude.
a red or like a nude pink. That's just what I like.
And that's fine.
And I'm good with it. Like, or and I do like an ombre, but I get biab, so you can't really get ombre with biab, I don't think.
You can.
Oh, well, where I go, they don't. They haven't.
Oh, no, you can. Defo.
Yeah.
Biab is great.
That's just what I like. I remember one time I experimented with like pastel yellow, right? And our friend Francis had gone to China for like, I don't know, an internship or something. Mm-hmm, he's supposed to be gone for ages, but he came back way earlier and he like, we met up and he barely said hello to me. He grabbed my hands. He's like, I'm gone 2 weeks and you let this happen. I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So also, while I've been talking about my hair journey and beauty, I forgot to mention my skin and what I've been doing. I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll run through it again. Could not recommend Potenza more.
Really?
I had 3 sessions. Yeah. I feel like my skin elasticity. And bear in mind, I was recommended by this. Like, I put it up on my Instagram at the start of the year. What is the recommendation? And microneedling and Potenza were like the top, in the top 3 for sure. Mm. They say it's like better than Botox. And I can probably see, when I think about it, I probably didn't really need to get Botox, but I still wanted to, do you know? Potenza is so good. It's a radio frequency microneedling. So the difference between the two, microneedling, you get about like 6 to 8 sessions. With Potenza, you get like max 4, like minimum 3. And it's just a radio frequency. It's a lot more intense. So it's really like going, really penetrates into the skin. Now, it is a little bit painful, but they give you numbing cream. And it's fine. Yeah. Very manageable and it's over quite quickly.
What's the downtime, is it?
The downtime is just like a couple of hours. Like,
that's the thing that you got the day you came in here.
Oh, yeah.
That was, is that what that was?
That was day one.
Wow.
Then you want to see. So also as well, I also got a clear and brilliant facial, which I thought my skin was amazing for a couple of weeks after that. It's actually Hailey Bieber's secret skin weapon. I think she did an article on Cosmopolitan about it in therapy as well. Now, that one's quite painful. Our friend actually Ashley Farrell got it done. It's a little bit painful, but it's manageable. Like, it's over in a couple of minutes. Like, it's not.
Get that done before your wedding.
Oh, the clear and brilliant. Oh, yeah, there's no real downtime with that. Like, maybe a day. And then, now your skin does feel like sandpaper for about 3 days.
Okay.
But then, like, maybe, oh my God, does your skin.
Yeah.
Fabulous. But if I was to recommend anything, if I was to recommend one, be Potenza over the Clear and Brilliant. But then talk to your person, because the girl who actually said it, she said, I didn't really need Potenza.
Mm.
I could have done like 3 Clear and Brilliants and it probably would have given me the same results. The same. But then she was just like, you know what, because your skin, she's like, naturally you're getting that older, your skin will benefit more from the Potenza. Oh, okay. So I got the Potenza then, and then I got my Botox. Love.
Tick, tick, tick.
Tick, 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 tick. And then I got Profhilo. So I was a bit like, will I get Profhilo? Yeah, will I not get Profhilo? I don't know. And then I was just like, fuck it, I'll get it done. But God, I didn't realise how sore it was. Like, it's quite painful.
What?
It was over in a couple of seconds. It's basically 5 injections on each face. And it's just pure hyaluronic acid going into. But they obviously, your one said that they use a certain type of needle. So that's why it's painful. It's basically like a really sore pinch. Oh, but no. But it's worth it though. It is worth it. You complimented on, I think Siobhan or I don't know who was complimenting on my skin. And I do feel like it's a mixture of everything. And then just really good skincare.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, you've the heavy artillery there.
Yeah, I feel like the Potenza, I could not recommend more.
Okay.
And then the Profhilo, I definitely can see a real like kind of dewiness in my skin.
Mm.
And then the Botox, I mean, take it or leave that, but I definitely.
The Beyonce.
Like, I'm frowning now.
Oh yeah, wow.
I know, thanks. And you see my, I have no crown.
Oh wow, yeah.
I know, girl.
Oh no.
So I really recommend Dr. Rua in therapy. I'm going to her since 2019. She's an amazing person. She really cares.
Mm.
So if anyone wants to get their Botox done for the first time.
Say Neve Cullen.
Say Neve Cullen, get a discount. No, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. But she's very, very good.
Nice one.
So that's all the skin. I think that's all the skincare I did, isn't it?
Yeah.
Potenza, Botox. And Profhilo.
That's enough.
Yeah. So I'm ready. Yeah. I'm glowy.
Yeah. You look fantastic. You did it. You made it. You're hot the week before your wedding. Well
done. Woo, woo, woo. Thanks, babe. Appreciate it. Even though you're biased.
Unveiled is a Go Loud original podcast. And keep an eye out for the next special episode in our wedding series.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye from Rome.
Bye from Rome.
This is Unveiled with Neve Cullen and Nessa Morrissey. A Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.